Please turn to Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, taking unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth. Loins girt about you with truth is basically talking about how a soldier really can't be tripping over their garment or long shirt during the battle. So the belt of truth is basically talking about the belt that a soldier would have to wrap his garment around so he wouldn't trip and fall on the battlefield. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. So the breastplate protects the heart and other vital organs. Without the breastplate, somebody could get seriously injured or possibly even die. But and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Our shoes protect our feet from sharp objects on the battlefield or in the Christian soldier's life. We need to have our Christian shoes on. The Bible tells us the purpose of our gospel shoes, and our gospel shoes are not to be worn as a fashion statement or to make your feet feel good. They are to take us to the fight. We need to remember that we are fighting the devil by trying to win lost that he wants to see go to hell. We are fighting for souls of the lost. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Please turn to Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Please turn back to Ephesians 6:17. We can use the shield of faith defensively and offensively. Today I brought with me a shield that to show that the shield of faith can be used offensively to block and defensively to push the enemy, and then that would cause them to lose their balance and then you could do a fatal blow. Please look at verse 17, and taking the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects your head, and as Christians, we can wear the helmet of salvation by remembering that we are saved and that the battle is in his hands and that we are in God's hands also. Please turn to 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Please turn back to Ephesians 6:17. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Jesus used Scripture to fight off the devil when he was tempted, and we should do the same. Just like a soldier needs to know how to use his weapon, we need to know how to use our Bible so we can fight against the devil. So in conclusion, remember to put on the whole armor of God each day so you can stand firm with God.